Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm more freaked out by the idea of pineapple than I am about the idea that there's a Foxton Scarecrow Festival that you went to find out about yesterday.
I did.
There is an absolutely delightful photo of you and the Scarecrow on our social media pages. You have to go and check this one out, guys.
And the one on the left.
You've both got a very lovely little smile on your face, nice little glow. You're a bit more glowing, Julian.
St. Lawrence's Church in Foxton is holding its Scarecrow Festival once again this year, and one of those involved is Jewel Buggy, and I've been finding out how she's getting on with the preparations. Jewel, we're here with this wonderful little scarecrow here who looks like a bit like a gardener. He's sat there, he's got his gardening gloves on, watering can, scarf, and already by the looks of things to plant some tulips. How long has he been sitting in your hallway for?
He's been here a couple of days, but we're keeping him in the shed. So we made him about a month ago, and we wanted to do some advertising so we put him together for the village show, which is when all the people in Foxton show their fruit and vegetables. So we thought a gardener would be a really good idea to just advertise the Scarecrow Festival to people, get them thinking about what to make.
Now, this is not the first time that there's been a Scarecrow Festival in Foxton, is there? There's been one a couple of years ago as well.
That's right, yeah. So we do them every other year. I think this is the seventh, which means 14 years. I haven't been involved in all of them, but I have for the last three, I think. So they're every other year, and we're raising money for the parish church, St. Lawrence's Church, and just have a fun day for everybody in the village and lots of people from surrounding villages. And
so the idea is on Saturday, people will be able to drive through or cycle along and park up and wander through the village, and they'll be able to see scarecrows will they at every point.
We're still getting entries, so we're hoping to get as many scarecrows as we can up all around the village, in people's front gardens, but also on the recreation ground and the church and different parts of the village. There's going to be a programme, so if people arrive in Foxton, they can, as you say, park up, go to the village shop or the church and pick up a programme, and that will give you all the details of where to go. There'll be a map in there, so you can find your way around, see where all the scarecrows are, and spend your time just having a wander around.
How many people do you expect to take part? Or better still, how many scarecrows do you expect there to be?
We're hoping for about 40 scarecrows this year. As I said, but they're still coming in, and there's always a last-minute flurry, as you can imagine, for these things. So I'm going to do the programme tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have at least 40 by then.
Now, ordinarily, we have a dingle-dangle scarecrow with a flippy-floppy hat, and he's standing out in the farmer's field, and he's made of straw. Now, I'm not seeing much straw going on in our friend here. How do you put them together?
OK, so we started with straw because it gives you a nice kind of soft way to stuff the base. There are lots of different ways of doing it, but the way I do it is I start with a sort of cruciform shape of two pieces of wood, and then I put a pillowcase stuffed with straw sort of through the arm, so you've got sort of shoulders, and then you've got a head when you tie around the neck, and that makes the head and the body and the kind of the basic shape.
And then you look around the house or borrow things from friends in order to get the costumes,
That's right, yeah. So then we just think of an idea and then see what we can find or borrow. That's right. So this gardener went into Foxton School and we talked to the children in assembly, and I got a couple of the children to redress this one as a cricketer, and I took in all the cricket things, the pads and the helmet and everything else, and they had really good fun just making it into something different. Just to show them how easy it is, really, to change from one idea to another.
I guess because other than scarecrows, Foxton are also famous for having a pretty good local cricket team as well, I think, at the Village Cup.
They absolutely have, yes. We went to Lord's a few years ago, and it was the most fabulous day out ever. Yeah,
I'm sure it was. And I think you've got some designs, haven't you, which are of scarecrows in previous years. Shall we go and have a little look?
Yeah, sure.
She's got a collection of photographs here, and this is from, is this from last time around?
We always have one, this one here, is, which is Wally, with the stripy top on and the stripy hat. So we always hide Wally somewhere in the village, and one of the games for the children is to find Wally.
I guess you have to hope he doesn't get discovered in the first half hour or so.
Indeed. Or we have to swear
hide him again.
Swear people to secrecy.
Yes. Okay, but he's been
on top of the church tower before, and in a dustbin, and behind the dovecot. So yeah, various places. We're going to find somewhere new for him to hide.
Okay, another bit of course, shouldn't really call Where's Wally literature, but we've got The Tiger Who Came to Tea over here from another book.
So that was the preschool in Foxton always do a scarecrow, and they like to do one which is a bit literary. So they had this lovely tiger sitting at a table eating his tea with the family, and they always do a book stall as well to raise a bit of book.
I think one of my favourites over here, there's Darth Vader mowing the lawn. It's
really amazing. And people driving past just can't believe their eyes, you know, to see this amazing figure of Darth Vader.
This is the thing, if you don't know that there's a scarecrow festival on in Foxton, and you're driving along and suddenly Darth Vader is mowing the lawn. Well, I think there's one over here, isn't there, not with a policeman with a speed gun. That'll make him slow down, won't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, that's right. This is a fantastic one as well. It might have even been the same people in a different year who did this one. So she's a lovely policewoman in a high-vis jacket with a speed gun in her hand, and a lot of people actually thought it was real.
Not just the scarecrows, there's quite a few activities which are going on through the day. We've mentioned finding Wally, and there's other things going on here and there around the village too.
That's right, yeah. So we started about 12, and people can pick up a programme and wander around. We have refreshments, we have bacon butties in one person's house, we have tea and cakes at the village hall, and lunches in the church. It's also a flower festival in the church for harvest, which will be on the following Sunday. And then lots of games. So people who put up a scarecrow, if they want to, they can do a fundraising game. So there's lots of games like, you know, guess how many sweets are in the jar, or treasure hunt.
Good old-fashioned
kind of
village fun proper, then, really, by the sounds of things.
Yes.
And how many scarecrows are you contributing altogether to this?
Me personally?
Yes.
I've done 4 this year.
So which ones have people keep a lookout for?
So I've got the gardener, which I'm going to put out somewhere, not here because it's a bit hidden away, but somewhere a bit more central. Outside the shop, there's a grocer, sort of grocer butcher type figure with an apron on and a boater hat. And then I've done a mermaid, which is going to go out somewhere. Finally, I'm just about to finish a disciple who's going to be in his boat with all the fish from the story from the Bible.
That's so great. Well, Jill, thank you very much for speaking to us, and good luck with the festival on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful stuff, Julian. So you met the scarecrows yesterday.
I met the scarecrows, yes.
But they don't look that scary.
You don't want them to be scary, do you?
I suppose not. The old idea of a scarecrow is terrifying. Those ones that are cloaked with an old hat on, and they're in a weird, stiff kind of position. They're scary. Your ones were quite cute.
Yeah, they were very cute indeed. Jill runs them up very nicely, it has to be said.
So she's made 4.
She's made 4,
Where
yes. Well, I think she's made about 3.5
from?
At the moment. So
she was saying that one's a disciple in a boat with the fish. So, like, where's she getting all these creative little ideas? I mean, that one came from the Bible, obviously, but the other 3, I mean...
Well, there's all sorts of scarecrows. I guess you just, you know, think of a theme, don't you, really, as much as
I love that
anything
it's...
else. The gardener, if you think about it, the gardener one is quite traditional.
Yeah, that's true. I love that she does that the Scarecrow Festival is once every other year, just like Glastonbury.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. They have one in Haslingfield as well, where Mum lives. They have that sort of alternate years.
And is it because they have a particular problem with crows in Foxton?
Well, of course, they've got 40 scarecrows, which are going to be there this weekend. They're not going to have a problem with crows.
40 scarecrows. Oh, do you know, I feel like if anyone's driving past Foxton or in there, you know, please take snaps and just tweet them at us. I need to see these little scarecrows.
Let's pop into the church, village hall, village shop. Get a programme, have a wander around on Saturday. It has to be said, absolutely great. So the Foxton Scarecrow Festival this weekend in aid of St Lawrence's Church in Foxton, 19 minutes after 8.
Cambridge 105 Radio.